my reading of the case law that came out after the Compassionate Use Act was passed is that over-the-counter sales for profit are illegal. And until such time as the voters change the law to allow for that, it would be my intention to enforce the law.
Three strikes modifications. You're in favor of that. Jackson is not. I think that the public is clearly in favor of that. How is that going to affect you and the DA's office?
First of all, aside from helping us, it's the right thing to do. The three strikes law or proposition is meant to restore it to what voters originally voted for, or what they thought they were voting for, which is that the third strike would be a serious or violent felony. It's a common sense way to ensure that if we're going to be using incarceration, it's used for those who are truly threatening and violent. So I think I'm in the majority on this. Mr. Jackson has said that it will wash away certain priors forever. We have read and studied the proposition that is inaccurate, and I believe it's used to scare people into non-voting for it.
And I want to ask you about corruption in city and county government. I know that you're on record as wanting to strengthen the DA's fight against corruption with the Public Integrity Unit. There have been criticisms of your boss that he was not as tough as he had promised he'd be, in particular with the Bell scandal. What can you do as the county DA that hasn't been done before, and what do you intend to do?
Well, I disagree with Bell is an ongoing case. It has been filed. It hasn't come to trial yet, but we expect that it will, and we expect that the jury will convict the defendants who are being prosecuted. If we can save money on the number, if we can drive the recidivism rates down, if we can save money by employing alternative sentencing courts, that we can use that money to direct more resources toward the Public Integrity Unit and be more proactive about pursuing some of these crimes. But right now, it is very complaint-driven. There are a lot of cases that come to us during election year by the person's opponent, and we're always careful about that. We don't want to influence any sort of election. But at the same time, we do want to hold people accountable and make sure they follow the law. So I think it's just a matter of more resources. There's so many complaints, and these cases take a long time, if you can imagine, to investigate.
Okay, thank you so much for your time, Ms. Lacey. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.